This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, May 15th. Okay. Well, the market's going to gap up this morning, mostly due to falling Treasury yields. The 10-year Treasury yield is now down to 4.36%. So you might wonder, why in the hell are yields falling? What's going on? Well, we had a good CPI. It was up 0.3%, and it's running 3.4% in the past 12 months. But that was better than economists were expecting. They were expecting a 0.4% increase. Food prices were unchanged in April, and energy prices were up 1.1%, led by a 2.7% increase in gasoline prices. So when we look at the CPI, the problem has been largely owner's equivalent rent, which is shelter costs. It rose 0.4% in April, which it has in the last 3 months. So if that number can come down, then inflation will really dissipate, and then it'll give the Fed a chance to cut rates. But because it came in better than expected, Treasury yields fell. But then Treasury yields also fell because the retail sales report was very weak. Specifically, retail sales were unchanged in April, and economists were expecting a 0.4% increase. And the March retail sales was revised slightly lower to 0.6% increase. But retail sales is a good example of how Wall Street's rooting for bad economic news. So bad news is good news, because if consumers stop spending, the Fed will cut. Now, what really happened is sales at gas stations, according to the retail sales report, rose 3.1% in April, and vehicle sales declined 0.8%. So when we exclude vehicle and gas station sales, overall retail sales declined by 0.1%. Interesting, online sales declined 1.2%, and that's usually a very strong category. So overall, fully 7 of the 13 categories that the Commerce Department surveyed declined in April, okay? And there's no doubt that, you know, when consumers have to pay higher prices for gasoline, they cut spending on other items. So that's why Treasury yields are falling. The inflation report was weaker than expected. Retail sales was much weaker than expected. And by the way, this is not good news for Joe Biden, okay? Because this is why consumers have so much anxiety, because they don't like the prices at the pump. Or the grocery store, by the way. So the other thing that happened is yesterday, Jerome Powell was interviewed. He came off as dovish. He did confirm the Fed rate hikes were postponed, but he does want to cut rates. And also, he's starting to pick out the components of inflation. So if we just throw out gasoline prices, inflation is a lot better. If we throw out owner's equivalent rent, inflation looks a lot better. So, you know, Europe's going to be cutting rates because they don't have our shelter cost inflation that we have. And they're going to be cutting rates in June. And we're going to have to join that party. And I predict we'll be cutting rates on July 31st. And probably another cut in September. So, fascinating times we're in here, folks. But you know, this is Wall Street's going to stage a nice relief rally today. Then next week, of course, we get the NVIDIA's announcement. Should be the grand finale for earnings. Expectations are sky high, with 275% forecasted sales growth and over 400% forecasted earnings growth for NVIDIA. So it'll be interesting if they can guide higher with such high expectations. But otherwise, you know, it's we're going to finish the week on a strong note, and there's a very positive tone to the market. So hang on, everybody. Enjoy the ride. This is Louis Navalier.